Motion for new trial of Conley to be heard. The Atlanta Journal, Saturday, 20th of June, 1914, page 1, column 2. Case of Negro. May be considered with others in court next Saturday. Orders given court attach Saturday by Judge Hill of the Criminal Division of the Superior Court, who has just returned from a short vacation, indicate that the next few weeks will see the Conley motion, the perjury case, and other matters incident to the Frank case, disposed of by the courts. Judge Hill instructed Deputy Plenty Minor to notify attorneys that the various motions pending before him must be ready for a hearing next Saturday, and the motion for a new trial for Jim Conley, convicted as an accessory after the fact of the Mary Fagan murder, was especially mentioned. The Conley motion has been pending several months. Judge Hill announced that he would commence a session of court on Monday next week and continue in session if possible until the jail is completely cleared of prisoners awaiting trial. Then, before the regular summer adjournment or recess is taken, the court will go into the perjury and subornation of perjury cases, which have grown out of the Frank trial. There are two defendants, C.B. Ragsdale and R.L. Barber, to be arraigned for perjury, and five defendants, Dan S. Lehun, C.C. Tedder, Arthur Thurman, C.W. Burke, and Jimmy Wren, to be arraigned on charges of subornation of perjury and attempts to subornate perjury.